Here's an excerpt from my brief history of SDS, Students for a Democratic Society, and the WUO, rather underground organization, that talks about the crisis for our movement that led to the split of National SDS in 1969. A high tide of struggle crested in 1968 with the Vietnamese's powerful Tet Offensive and over 100 ghetto uprisings after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. These events inspired SDS-led student strikes that shut down scores of colleges. We began to name and analyze the system as imperialism. Che Guevara's slogan of 2, 3, many Vietnams pointed to how such a colossus could be overextended and eventually defeated. The Black Rebellion was accompanied by militant upsurges of Native Americans, Chicanos, Puerto Ricans, and Asians in the U.S. The government's response was a vicious campaign of disruption and violence called COINTELPRO, for Counterintelligence Program. More than 30 Panthers were killed from 1968 to 71, and over 1,000 were jailed. Many other groups and activists were attacked as well. While that level of repression generally wasn't used against whites, we did experience harassment, arrests, and the threat of a wartime draft. More importantly, we identified with the Panthers and had vowed to stand by them. As rapidly as the movement had grown, we were still a small minority in white America. We had started out thinking that all that was needed was to shake the moral conscience of America. We now found ourselves confronting the most powerful government in world history. Under this tremendous pressure, SDS split apart along the basic fault line of the U.S. bedrock of white supremacy. Between the desire for a potential majority base among white Americans and the exigent need for militant solidarity with black and other third world struggles.